Church of England. Now listen, I might make a fool of myself because I try and learn about church architecture, but I always forget. But has this got Saxon elements in it?
Well, I don't know. We could look it up in the London Compendium, but I think the story of St Pancras Old Church is that they think the fact that it's the oldest church in possibly one of the oldest churches in the world, actually.
Really?
The foundations, but most of this is Gothic or Norman. On the doors, lights on in the church, the gate's open. Is there a side entrance?
No, I think it's a fantastic place. Strangely enough, whenever I walk around here, particularly at this sort of time of year, I have this kind of imaginary 1970s, some rather fey looking young man with a scarf and long hair who walks around and then goes home to listen to LPs that have never been made but kind of exist in my head, and they're the sort of pure 1970s folk, not so much prog rock as underground type music, just albums that were never made, and I've spent my life rooting around record shops looking for and have never found them. But I always associate that with this park and not with this cemetery stroke park, and I don't know why exactly. Maybe I saw a photograph of some underground musician in the 70s taken in a site very like this. I don't know.
Powerful spot. Powerful spot, St Pancras Old Church.
Don't feel